Good day, everybody. Welcome to My Life Without Limits. This is your co-host, Carlos. It's been such a while since we recorded, so it's glad to welcome you all. But before I welcome you all, I want to welcome my co-host, the person that hasn't left yet. She's still around, even though we haven't recorded for a while.
Forever.
She's still here. She's still here, and I just wanted to introduce her. How are you doing, Leah?
I'm doing very well, thanks.
Yeah,
It's good
you're
to
doing.
be back. It has been a little bit of a while. We've had a bit of a break. Wasn't fully intentional, but a little bit intentional because you went away for a bit to see family in Mexico. And it's just, yeah, it's been kind of a busy start to the year, but it's good.
It is good, and like you said, we've been very busy, so both of us in the regard. So we apologize for the delay of this, but yeah, we're back. We're back in the groove. So we wanted to let Leah welcome or re-welcome this guest that we have today, because he has been with us before, and he decided to come back. He really liked our podcast and decided to come back. And so he connected with Leah. So Leah, I'll let you reintroduce our guest today.
I think this is our first return guest, is it? Can't remember.
Yes,
I
believe
I've
so.
I've talked to a few people about coming back, but I think this is the first time we've made it happen.
Yes.
But yeah, I've been working with Carter on some special stuff, so I'm glad to have Carter Jones here from Handicap and Hustlin' out in Medicine Hat. Thank you so much for coming back with us.
Thank you for having me. It's an honor to be your first returning guest.
Yes, you are our first returning guest.
That's so cool.
It's great, and it's perfect. It's March, and World CP Awareness Month is something that we're recognizing. And today, as this podcast is out, it is Cerebral Palsy Awareness Day, which is something that's just catching on a little bit in Canada. It was mostly based in the US for a long time, but it has really trickled up here to Canada, and people are starting to recognize it more and more. And you're all prepared, Carter. You're wearing green.
Yes, I am.
Wearing your own merch, which is actually one of the most brilliant marketing things I've ever seen, is when people wear their own merch.
Yeah, I'm trying to get to a point where that's all I wear.
Yep. Yeah, I do. I think it's such a brilliant idea.
Yeah.
Even, you know, artists and bands, they should all wear their own merch and display, like, you know, what they're doing, walking billboards.
I agree. And if I would have remembered about this, I would have worn green too. But I think I'm going to just go into Carter's website soon and try to get some green stuff on it.
Yes.
That'd be awesome. Yeah.
Get a shirt.
One of the things that guy I follow always said is ABB, always be branding.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That is completely true.
Yeah, I agree. I would happily drive around with a butterfly on my car from Cerebral Palsy Alberta, or green car, if they want to provide us all with branded vehicles. That'd be great.
they should do that. You should talk to your superior about that.
I think so. We might have to write a grant or get some funding somewhere, but you know, big dreams. Might as well dream big.
And then after that, we'll talk to Dan, see if we can brand one of your vehicles green.
Yes. No, we're glad to have you. You are being so kind and doing good work in the community, and you are hosting a fundraiser that we've collaborated on, and it's been so much fun to promote. So why don't you just start by telling everybody what you're doing?
So for the month of March, we have decided to partner up with Cerebral Palsy Alberta. We are donating 20% of our income during the month to your organization.
Yay! Big round of applause for that. That's awesome.
And we also have fundraisers open on all our social media, which have been getting some donations as well, which is awesome.
It is awesome that
Yeah.
Instagram, it hasn't been the longest time that they've had that option on there to start fundraisers, and it's so easy and it's so great
It
that
is.
when you share a specific kind of post or video, you can just easily add the fundraiser to it. And yeah, I just am so grateful for that. And Facebook has their fundraisers as well, but
Yeah,
it's
it's
a great
awesome.
option. Yeah.
The only problem I have with it doesn't allow you to post to Facebook and Instagram at
Right.
the same time. So that's kind of annoying,
It
but
is.
overall, it's pretty good.
Yeah, hopefully they'll work that out since they're the same
Yeah.
in the
So
meta world.
you need to post them separately then. You need to post
Yeah.
both on Facebook and one post on. Oh, okay. I didn't know that. That's interesting.
It's not the biggest deal, but it gets annoying.
Yeah,
It does,
absolutely.
because we want
Yeah.
things to happen quickly and we need things to happen, easily for us because we're busy people. You're running a
Yeah.
business and everything.
Yeah.
So we need things to happen. But your social media is great. Like, you've got great stuff
Yeah.
out. I love following your blog posts, especially
Thank
when they
you.
say things like, do not wash your car interior with tartar sauce.
Oh, I know. And those are 100% real. Like, actual people ask those questions.
I
Oh,
was actually
yeah.
wondering if someone had actually done that or if people ask you.
Those are posts. Top tips Tuesday. They're actually from one of my partners, the Level Repair Company. They're based out of London. And the owner of that company, Richard, has said multiple times, those are all real questions.
That's funny.
And so, the one I liked the most was it was, I think it was like 2 weeks ago or something. And it's like, do not use it, peanut butter and leather.
Yes.
Like, who thinks of that?
I know,
That's
you never
funny.
know with all those 5-minute crafts and their different hacks that they
That's
do where they do
funny.
the strangest things.
Yeah.
One of them might say, oh, because they say, you can use ketchup on silverware if you want to polish your silverware. And but I mean, that's completely different than putting peanut butter in your
Like,
car.
it's mind-blowing, some of it.
Yeah.
Absolutely,
It is,
absolutely.
but it makes
Yeah.
for good content in a way, though, right? It caught
Yeah.
attention.
And it's engaging too, like most of my comments are on those posts.
Yeah, I
Yeah.
bet it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's very cool. It's
So, yeah.
interesting
So,
to read.
Carter, for those of you guys who, for those people who did not see your previous episodes, which they should go
They
back
should.
and listen to the previous episode. But could you give a little summary for those people who just jump into this episode about what do you do with your company other than your fundraiser? Why do you decide it? What do you do, first of all? And why do you decided to choose CP Alberta as your fundraiser of choice, or as your organization of choice to do this fundraiser for the month of March, which is, as Leah says, a CP Awareness Month, People for Heroes.
Yeah. So, as for you guys that don't know, my name is Cody Jones. I am the founder and the owner of Handicapped in Hessian. We are a professional automotive detailing company and lifestyle brand, located in Medicine Hat, Alberta. We also the surrounding area, but mostly Medicine Hat. I am trying to branch out into the clothing industry for now. I'm just doing like basic stuff. Eventually, I want to get into adaptive clothing
Nice.
one day, so that's my goal. But for now, it's like everyday kind of stuff. And as an individual with a cerebral palsy, I wanted to give back to the community and the organization that has helped me in the past. And because it's month, CP month, I figured why not partner up and see what we can do with this.
That's right.
That's
No, I
amazing.
mean,
That's
We
amazing.
can do a lot alone, but we are all better together when we,
Yeah.
collaborate. We love collaborating. We are
Yeah.
constantly collaborating with people. We love it.
That's awesome. I feel the same way. You can do so much more with more people.
Absolutely.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I wanted to, since Leah mentioned it on social media the other day, I forgot that it was TP month because I was on holiday, so my brain was over there. And then when I got to see her posting, I was like, oh, TP month, I should put one of those things with a t-shirt that says give $1 for a hug or something and then donate it to TP Alberta or something like that, you know, like instead of just not doing anything, just sitting around my house, not doing something. But what you're doing is fantastic.
Hey, I'm so jealous that you were in Mexico. Like
I know,
next,
right?
yeah, I know. Next time I'm coming with you.
Sounds good. I like this
Yeah,
idea. We could definitely.
it's been over a year now since I've been.
Yeah.
Since you've been
Oh,
here.
wow. So you got to go.
Yeah.
Oh,
That's
through all
nice.
that's
Sounds
nice.
good. I'll definitely connect with you next time I go, for sure.
Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah,
That'd
for
be
sure.
fun.
Yeah, no, that's great. Where else have you traveled to?
So I've been to Mexico twice, different areas, and then Jamaica, and
Oh,
then
nice.
every November for business, kind of cool, I get to go around to Vegas.
Ooh. Ah, beautiful.
Yeah, but that is definitely not a normal Vegas trip. It is purely work.
Yes. Yeah,
So
it's true. Yeah, we always have
yeah.
our executive director goes to a lot of different conferences with
Oh
United
yeah.
Cerebral Palsy and stuff, and we're always like, oh, you're so lucky. But honestly, she works really hard
Yeah,
there.
like
Yeah, it's work.
no, everyone, like I said, everyone's like, oh, I'm so jealous. I'm like, trust me, if you knew, you wouldn't want to go.
When it's
Like,
business, when it's a business trip, it's not the same, right?
yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's super fun. I'm grateful I get to go with this a long week.
Yeah, for sure.
And expensive as hell.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
Because
For sure.
for some reason down there, they have like 18% tax.
Oh, yeah.
Which,
Rich.
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Crazy, crazy.
No, we're so thankful that you're doing this fundraiser and owning a business. You've probably have you did you have any experience with marketing and all that stuff before, or have you really had to learn a lot
No,
from market?
so I pretty much taught myself, like everything from marketing wise, yeah, taught myself everything.
Yeah.
I mean, I have been trained by my business partner, almost quite a little bit, but and they help a lot, but for the most part, it's on me.
It's yeah, it's on
Yeah.
you. Yeah, it is. It's a lot. It's like I think I heard once, it's like having a zoo animal. You're ha constantly having to feed into it, and with social media, so you own the business and you're doing the work. It's a lot, but you're doing a great job, honestly, though.
Thank
It's
you.
yeah.
And yeah, entrepreneurship and only businesses, I can tell you right now, not for everyone.
Right. No, it's not. It really is.
Yeah.
No, you're right.
There's a lot of sacrifices you gotta make. There's a lot of hard decisions. Yeah, like you're not guaranteed a paycheck. That's what I tell
That's
people.
for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's for sure. So Carter, if I wanted to, we know that as Leah said, you're doing all this marketing. It's fantastic. Yeah.
If I wanted to order a t-shirt, well, obviously I will. And most of us are looking into it. And I will not push. That's not the worst. But I want to encourage people
Encourage people, yeah.
to encourage people to look at the merchandise of Carter and look at it and get one shirt, not only because it's CP month, which I appreciate it if you do it this month because it will go
Yeah.
towards our organization, part of it as Carter says, But also on the next couple of months, he has wonderful merches. But my question is, I guess, to don't extend it too long, is if I was to order a t-shirt, how long would it take people to get your merchandise shirt? Is it a week? Is it 2 weeks? Is it 3 days? You need to make it first.
Yeah, so I don't have the stock on me just because it's so expensive to order thousand shirts or whatever. I have a printer off, say, so I take printer on demand type thing. So whenever someone buys something, that order go through, they print it, they send it out. So I would say 2 or 3 weeks you should have the merch at your door.
Perfect.
And
So, sorry. Go ahead. Go ahead.
it's not, I'm not just putting my logo on anything. I whatever I put up on the store, I order first. I test it out, make sure it's good quality, because I'm not just here to make a quick buck.
Oh, we
Sorry,
lost you.
sorry.
Oh,
How does
there
it work? Is it work that I order the shirt and then you receive the inquiry from my shirt and then you are the one that connects with the printer place, or do I need to do it, or how does it work
we
for me?
go. No. So, say you were to order a shirt, I would get a thing on my phone saying, Carlos, order a green CP shirt, say. Then I would go on my phone and fulfill that order with the supplier, then they would print it and ship it out to you.
Oh, perfect. That's awesome. So it's awesome. And the cost already would be included, the shipping part and all that stuff, right? So when I submitted it, everything will be included.
Yes, and we offer free shipping
Oh, cool.
everywhere worldwide for
Awesome.
free shipping, yeah. Yeah,
Every
so.
everywhere in Canada or in Alberta, right? It doesn't include
No, worldwide.
worldwide. Okay.
Worldwide,
Everywhere.
yeah.
Worldwide. So they can order from Colombia, they can order from Mexico, they can order from Argentina. Oh, perfect. That's awesome.
And yeah, I mean, profits, they're decent, but I'm not gonna get rich off this. It's more so getting my name out there, getting my brand out there.
Yeah,
And
and if I bought your shirt
I
right now, it's promoting cerebral, it's spreading awareness about cerebral palsy and too.
Well,
Definitely.
that's awesome. You guys heard it. It's pretty easy. It's pretty simple to do. I will actually take a look at I actually will take a look at your website, and I really want to sit down and actually look into it. I want to buy a green one because I realize I don't have much green in my closet. And when it comes to Cerebral Palsy Month, like this month, you're supposed to be wearing green the majority of the time, or World CP Day, which is coming up down the road here. You're
Over,
also
yeah.
supposed to be World CP Day. You're supposed to be wearing green that particular day. So the more green I have, the better it is for me. So, and
Yeah, and I like to think the designs are pretty cool. I'm kind of boring. I like simple clothes. I don't like, you know what I mean? So on both of them, actually, I'm wearing the green one. I have the black one here with me, but I can show you. So this is simple, all black. It's Nate's logo. Then on the back, it says that all black, cerebral palsy brother. There we go. And then on the back, this thing I have here, I don't know if you can see
if you
that,
can just put it
but
a
it's
little
like
up. Yep,
a,
there you go.
there it is.
There it is.
It has a green plus. And
Yep.
then on the back, if I can turn it around with my good old CP hand.
Nice.
Look at that huge
Yes.
logo.
I actually like
Huge.
that. I actually like that one a lot.
Isn't that a nice one? Our logo looks really good on black. I've always
Our
thought
logo
that.
does amazing on black. So shout out to people who did that logo. It will fit on the black really well. So that's an awesome shirt.
So, yeah,
I
we
really
have
enjoyed it.
both those GP items up on the site now. And like I said, everything is older. Even if you're local, if you get us the service account, 20% of all earnings goes to you guys. So visit handicaphudson.ca, buy us, book us, and support amazing cause.
Yep. Thank you. There's no better time to book a detailing than when it's a shift in
Yeah.
season, even though we're kind of going summer, winter, well, spring, winter, spring, winter, spring, winter.
Don't
Never a
know
better
about
time.
you guys. And you guys are in Edmonton, correct?
Yes, we are in Edmonton, yeah.
Is it snowing there?
It actually felt snow a little bit this morning, I think, right, Leah? It
It
felt
did. Yeah, we got a little bit. I think it stopped now,
yeah.
but it's like little tiny bit, little just a
Yeah,
teeny bit.
no, it's like full on winter here.
And like the other day, no jacket. Like it was
No.
so beautiful. I mean, I wear a sweater all winter pretty much. I hate jackets, but I wore no jacket. It was so beautiful.
What was the weather there on Monday? Do you
Like
remember?
15 or something
Yeah,
plus.
it was Sunday, it was plus, I think it was plus 15, 16, and then Monday was around plus 14, I think, was Leo was saying.
Yeah,
15.
Monday here, I'm pretty sure I saw plus 20.
Oh,
Yeah. Like,
wow.
wow. Yeah. Down when you're further south, sometimes it can get like extremes. Like,
I'm not used to it here. Yeah, I've been here for one summer, and it's consistently 30 to 35, like every
yes.
day.
Yeah, you guys get
Some
really hot there.
days we even hit like 40, 41.
Oh,
Yeah.
that's
Yeah.
crazy.
Yeah.
Carter, since you're talking about winter and jackets, have you ever thought about doing like a jacket thing, like putting your logos on jacket and maybe putting that? I was looking at your black shirt and I'm like, it looks beautiful, beautiful black shirt, but I'm like, imagine putting your logo and then our logo in one of those jackets and using it for the wintertime.
Yeah.
The wintertime would be
So
kind of nice.
the thing with the problem I'm having now is kind of finding products that are gonna be affordable. So like I can make pretty much anything I want, but the cost on some of the stuff is like astronomical. So like I'm kind of trying to pick and choose what I put my name on. Because I want it to be affordable. Because not most, but a fair bit of handicapped people are on government assistance. Yeah. Like, even I am. And I know that's not enough money. So I don't want to be charging too much that the people on the target can't afford the clothing.
So you're looking, from what my understanding is, you're looking for products that are affordable and that people can actually buy
Yeah.
easily. Well, not easily, but can afford it to a certain extent, and they don't have to break the bank, or they don't have to bring their piggy bank, or the little piggies, and break it up for basically buying a product that they have to use their saving, your savings, basically, or their savings.
Because bills, everything is so damn expensive now.
Well,
So,
this is an example for stores too, right, Leah? Like for stores to be able to like, hey, hello guys, make products more accessible for, more affordable for persons with, let alone for persons with disabilities or handicaps, but anyone else, like anybody else who wants to go shopping. It's hard to go shopping affordably these days, right? Well,
yeah.
I don't know about me, but I mean, Leah, I don't know if you go shopping quite a bit, but I usually don't shop that much anymore. But it's not easy to shop affordably, I don't think.
No, it's not. I mean, we're in Alberta. I don't know about other provinces, but we have eight. So as Alberta encompasses severely handicapped. It's awesome. Don't get me wrong. I'm so thankful for it, but it's not enough.
No, it's not.
It's
You're
like it's
right.
not enough to live off. Because I've been doing. I haven't been paying myself because the company's not there yet, which is okay. It will be one day. But my bills are more than what I get for the government, which
Yeah.
is kind of crazy.
It is. And when you have to decide, do I buy groceries this week or do I go to therapy, or do I go to a program where my mental health needs this, but yet I still need to eat? Like it's, yeah, when you have to decide between two things that are important. Yeah, no, it's there's issues there big time.
And I
Like
mean,
I said.
if your mental health is not good, you can see that you're not well being to produce. So sometimes it's good to do both, to do groceries and to do mental health programs. However, as Leah is saying, it's sometimes not affordable to do because sometimes you can't buy groceries and you can't go to a program. You have to buy groceries first because you need to eat and you need to survive before you go to a program.
And
Sorry,
I'd be
buddy.
no, I'm sorry for interrupting.
No, go
And
ahead.
I believe food has a major impact of the way you live. I'm just getting into the gym, working out, and trying to go at least 5 times a week, and eating healthier now. And sad to say, but healthy food is more expensive than crap food.
Then yeah, the fast food or then yep, that's true. That is true.
But man, it makes a difference in the way you feel.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I was
But
all right, go ahead, Carl.
most people now they have a hard time affording that higher quality food.
I was telling my dad when I was in Mexico, because he was asking me, around how much do I spend on groceries and all that stuff. I'm not going to say numbers, but I did tell my dad this. I said, sometimes it's easier for me and it's cheaper for me to eat out on a simple things than to actually go for groceries on a week on a weekly basis because I don't want to go for groceries. As Leah knows, I don't have a big family. As you know, Leah, sometimes you have your kids around and you have to buy for a bigger for a bigger people, for more people. For more people, that's what I meant, for more people. And so for me it's only one person. So I don't have to buy so much. So sometimes it's cheaper for me to go out and eat out than to go for groceries. And when I do my budget, I go, oh, I spend this much on groceries during the week and or for the week, and I spend this much on going out for the week. Is it might be $30 or $40 cheaper, but it's $30 or $40 cheaper than going for the groceries, which is amazing because, as you're saying, Carter, it's easy, it's better for us to go on groceries for healthy stuff on the grocery stores, but it's more expensive, which is sad, which is very sad.
I totally get what you're saying. I'm a single guy. I live alone, so it's just me. And yeah, sometimes it's better. Sometimes I'm better off the order fast food.
Exactly. Are you single and ready to mingle, Carter?
Yeah, I don't know what this thing is. You guys are a bit older than me, and I think that my generation is something. I believe I was born in the wrong time period.
Well, Leah's really into to promoting or not promoting, but helping people with love, I should say. So and to talk about it. So if you ever need some advice, Leah's pretty good at giving advice on, I'm not kidding. It's true.
And some people just think people with disabilities don't date, and
Yeah,
it's not true
it's
because
not.
we
That's
do.
no, that's 100% a fact.
Yeah,
Yeah.
it's like that video that I
Oh.
found last week and posted about the girl. She has Down syndrome, and
Yeah.
she's like, "Why are you asking me if I drink a margarita? Like, just give me a margarita. Like, you
Oh,
don't think I drink a margarita?"
I know. Like, whenever I go out with say I go to a bar or club here with my friends, I pretty much get my buddy to order for me because the bartender just think I can't drink.
Yeah, or they think you're too drunk,
What?
right? They probably think you're drunk
Yeah.
well, because we've heard that from other people
Yeah.
with CP, with their how they talk sometimes,
Yeah. Yeah.
is that people think that they're drunk because they're slurring, which you're not.
Yeah,
It's
no.
just
No, it's kind of funny all the misconceptions that people have.
it is, you know, like, well, I mean, it's easy. You can say they're funny, but
Yeah,
I don't
I
want to. I hate
don't know.
laughing at them sometimes, but I know they're funny.
I don't know about you, Carlos, but I someday want to have a family and stuff. But at this point, I'm like, that's not gonna happen.
You can like do stuff to make a family? What?
I know, like, that's another thing. People are like, what? You can do that? Really? Yeah,
Exactly.
I'm no different than you.
Yeah,
Like,
it's like
that's
you a potato, like you're literally a human being.
so true though. So
Yeah.
many questions of like so many weird and
Oh, I
I wouldn't
know.
say dumb questions, but so many people that think that people with disabilities can't have a regular life, like order to drink. What I've been doing, and Leah knows this, I've been standing when I go to the bar, I stand now in the bar freaking place where the bartenders are, and I'm like, I want a drink. And sometimes people buy stuff from me, or most times people buy people, I want to say
Yes.
most time people actually pay for it. I don't even have to.
Yeah.
You know, I don't have to buy for it. People actually pay for it, and
Tell
I,
them to take advantage of it.
yeah, you know
Do
what I
it.
always say is, use your disability, use it as much as you can.
Yes.
Yeah, I can't count the times I've gone out and I've drank for free.
Yeah.
Like I rarely have to buy beers or whatever, because if I'm there, people come up to me. Hey, bud, you want a beer? I'm not gonna turn that
Right.
down.
I used to turn it down because I used to feel bad about it. But then until a really good friend of mine, shout out to Ashley, she goes and says, use it. Just say yes and do it
Yeah, 100%.
because you have to do it. And I was like, well, she didn't say you have to do it, but she just advised it to do it, to let
Yeah.
people buy stuff for you. And so I do it more and more, let people buy in, and
Yeah.
I don't feel that bad anymore.
I don't feel bad either. I think
That
I'll take what I can get.
yes, there's gonna be perks somewhere. You get
Yeah.
parking, you get free drinks, like take
Yeah.
it.
I
Most
don't
of the time
even
you don't
use
get the
my
parking
car.
because people still park in the spots. I saw a guy yesterday at Superstore.
And did you honk and you be like, move?
I did approach him because he parked in and then he put his hazard lights on. And I was like, why do you need your hazard lights if that's your parking spot? And he was like, oh, I'm just running in. I went, yeah, that's what they all say.
Yeah. I
Yeah.
don't even use my parking anymore.
No?
Oh, you
No.
don't? No, well, it expired a couple months ago and I just haven't got around
Yeah.
to renewing it. And I don't really need it anyway. All my chairs are power. I have rear entry on the van, so I don't need the wide spaces. So I'm like,
Like,
okay. how would you get out from the back or from the side? From the back. Okay, so from the back
Yeah.
would be easier because you don't have to
Yeah.
bump into a car right beside it or something like
Yeah.
that. So you don't technically need the bigger space.
No, I don't. So I'm like, okay, I can go without for a while. And it's been a couple months now.
And mostly if
And
you have a power chair, I should start using. I have a power chair here now that Leah was able to pick up for me. Thank you, Leah. And
awesome.
so So
needed.
I haven't I haven't used it that much yet. I did, and they can go pretty fast, so it's quite
Yeah,
exciting.
it's a
But
tricky
yeah.
one. It's you. It's a foldable one. Like it's used just for
Oh, that's
things.
what I have right now.
Oh, do you? Does it have the joystick? I guess they all kind of have joysticks, but I tried it out and I couldn't go straight. I only went in circles.
Oh no, I back in last summer the June that was my power chair died, like dad died. And it was not worth fixing it because it was a privately owned chair. We bought that one ourselves. So not a deal. And it was old, it was like 2015. I beat the living crap out of it. So, okay, I'm gonna get back on the ADO, so I'll buy a travel buggy for now to get around. I used that up until, what was it, January, beginning of January. I finally got a new ADO chair.
Oh, nice.
Okay, so
And
ADL provided a chip for you then.
yeah, and guess what? Yeah, it broke down.
It already broke down? Oh
Yeah.
gosh.
So, yeah. And then I love it, but I've had problems with it since I got it.
Did you have a place in Manitoba, by the way, that will fix the wheelchair, or do you have to go to
Yeah.
Calgary?
No, we have a shout out to Adapt Mobility.
Okay.
They are amazing.
Are they?
Oh,
Okay.
good.
Way better than anyone in Calgary.
Okay.
They are door to door. So if anything happens, they come pick up the chair. They drop it off and it's done. They're amazing.
So you don't have to
Oh,
go. You
good.
don't have to go down and drop it off yourself. They will come to you then.
No, because right now, like that chair is about 500 pounds. Because I optioned it with the elevate option so I can go up and down
Oh
about
yes.
6 feet, you know. So it sits at about 500 pounds. So it is very hard to get that up my ramp and the van. I just call them and they pick it up.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah,
Shout
that's
out
awesome.
to them. Like, that's
Gotcha.
great.
And what's the name again? What's you say it's called?
Adapt Mobility.
Adapt Mobility. Well, shout out to Adapt Mobility in Manitoba for
Yeah, I'm
doing
writing your name down so I can follow them on social media and
for doing this for not only for Carter but for anyone who has been going to Adapt Mobility. That's amazing because I don't think you're in Edmonton. We don't even well. I shouldn't say that because I haven't done my research. I know we have Eco Medical. I think Eco Medical can drop the equipment. I'm not sure if they can pick it up from your house. That would be a good question to ask. But I do know that Eco Medical do drop equipment at your house after they repair it. But I'm not sure if they can pick it up. But shout out to Adapt Mobility in
Like
Edmonton.
back in Calgary, we had Maximum and they were good too, but they never like wouldn't pick it up, they wouldn't drop it off, like any of that stuff. And that makes a huge difference.
For
It
sure.
really does.
Yeah, no, that's good.
Yeah.
Well, thank
That's
you. Thank
awesome.
you, Carter. I know that for the first episode we did with you, we asked you this question about My Life Without Limits. This is the second episode. I was just wondering, well, Leah, I was wondering about, usually Leah asks this question and we ask
You do
this question was asked before, but I was wondering if from the moment we asked you that question in the beginning, that was a couple of years, was it a couple of years ago or a year ago?
not even. It was in like August, wasn't it?
August,
It was during our
August,
season 3, so it was, yeah.
yes, it was in August. So from August till now, which is a couple of months, do you think it changed a little bit about how you're living your life without limits, or do you think it's the same from August to now? How has it been for you,
Well,
life wise, mental health wise too, as well?
That wheelchair makes a huge difference. I can tell you that right now. I'm able to get around way faster, way better. I'm not so limited. I love the travel buggy, but oh my God, it's slow. I think I can crawl faster than it, seriously. So, Manhattan is not a big area. I would to go over to my brother's house, it would take me about half hour, 45 minutes to get across town. And this one, my new one, I can get there in half that time. That sounds kind of dumb to say, but it has really helped my mental health and stuff. So
Carlos, that's cool.
that has.
Yeah, we were just talking about that because Marco at work suggested Carlos take the chair, and because he lives downtown and work is downtown, and just take it for a drive and see if it's easier than taking the bus, if it's fit quack, if it quicker or
Yeah,
not. Maybe it's
definitely,
more fun.
Carlos. I'm just afraid.
Definitely there.
I'm
Yeah.
just afraid, and I'm gonna tell you why. Because on the when you're in a bus, there's some sharp, there's some sharp corners that you're gonna go through, and then I don't know what type of CP you have, but I have spastic CP, so my legs kind of push forward because of the spastic thing. So
Yeah, I'm
you
the same way.
okay? So you have to basically have a strap in between, so then they don't push forward, you know, type of thing,
See,
right?
I don't have a strap, but I have a spastic, so.
Okay. And
But
did you?
no,
Sorry, go ahead.
totally take the chair out. Go explore.
I'll definitely do that because I think it would be kind of nice to during the summertime at least to
Definitely go
grab it
down
from one end
because
to another.
Edmonton has a river, doesn't it?
Yeah, the river valley down.
So, and I'm sure there's nice pathways around that. So just go for a drive, enjoy the weather. It's so relaxing. Like often, I'll just go for a drive.
A lot of ladies like to jog down by the river, Carlos.
There you go.
Like you might meet a lot more people out on your chair
You will
True,
than on the
100%.
bus.
True, true,
100%.
true. I will
Yeah.
definitely try.
Don't let the battery die because that sucks.
Right. That's the other scary part is don't let the battery die.
Yeah,
You're
because
stranded.
I've done that a couple of times. And it's not fun.
What do you do
No.
when the battery dies? Sorry for changing. What do you do when the battery dies? Like, what do you?
So in the travel buggy, it was kind of easy because it folds up and stuff. So I was just call my brother. He had a pretty flexible job, so I was just call him. And my chair would fit in his car, so it's not like he would have to go grab my van. And but now with a big one, it's.
Yeah.
I don't want to let that drag because
Yeah.
that's no fun.
Yeah.
But again, they said because they have two phone numbers, they have the main office one, and it's like a secondary kind of emergency number you can call down, and if you're stuck or if you're about to die, they'll come pick you up.
Oh, that's nice. You know, the people that make those charging stations for electric cars, if they were smart, they would add a little something on there to where you could just pull up to a parking spot.
That's a great business idea.
There you
You should
go.
do that instead of like testing stations, have like wheelchair ones
Yeah, I
and
think
have
yes.
like all different like cords on it, so like universal,
Yeah.
that'd be
Yeah, or like
so cool.
the Lime companies that have the Lime bikes and stuff, they have people that go
Yeah.
around and just charge all of their equipment. Maybe they
Or
should keep an eye out for people in wheelchairs that are stranded.
yeah,
Why
that's
not?
actually a great idea, Leah. Like,
That is
wow.
such a good idea.
Hey,
You should.
copyright, we're doing it. We're not letting anyone
Yeah.
else do
Yeah.
it.
That's a
Trademark.
I'll put it up for you on that.
That's a great idea. Okay, shout out. We need to copyright it right now so that people don't
Yeah,
come
we
and
need to
steal it.
trademark this idea.
People don't come and
Copyright.
steal. No. Anything else that helps you, like in the last 6 months or so, other than your wheelchair, that's kind of changed from.
Well, I last in November, right after I got back from Vegas, I hired a new aide. And he's amazing.
Awesome.
We become great buddies. Like, it's one of those things where even he says, this is not work. It's just
Ah.
hanging out with my friend that I happen to get paid for. So that has helped a lot.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's
That's
awesome.
awesome, honestly. That's
But
awesome.
other than that, yeah, I've just been trying to get out more, meet more friends, but it's hard to do, so yeah.
Well, and you keep your biz self busy with work, and
Yeah, and
which is really great.
not really trying to talk down on people my age, but like when you own a business, you're at a different level. I'm not looking to go out and party every weekend. Like, I got different priorities. So it's kind of hard to connect with people on that level, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely. Yeah, you're just
Yeah.
on different levels, and that's okay. You've got a whole
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that at all. It's
No. You've
just.
had to mature quicker, right, than a lot
Yeah.
of people because you've got a lot more things to think about.
And like even with my personal life, like losing my both parents at a young age, I have had to mature a lot quicker than most people my age.
Absolutely.
That may
Absolutely.
happen.
Yeah.
No, you're doing great. You're doing great. We
Thank
love
you.
watching everything you're doing and love that we get to work together on things like this.
It's
And
awesome, and I hope we can continue with working together.
yeah,
I
absolutely.
absolutely. Absolutely. Sorry, go
I
ahead.
thought about no, it's still kind of up in the air. So I do want to get more involved with the communities, like I said. I thought about doing what I'm doing with shipping with different organizations. Like every month, I think. But I don't know if that's the right move or not.
A lot of places do it, a lot of places do. They
But
want
would
to
it.
spread the,
And I would love that, but would it make sense to kind of continue and grow with you guys?
Right.
You know,
Of course, I'm going to say, yep, absolutely the right decision. But I mean,
No, but
in many
like you
ways,
know what
because
I
we would
mean.
help so much. We would contribute, we're not just going
Yeah.
to let you go and do your thing. We would contribute right back.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and I kinda wanna expand our relationship more than working with other organizations, you know? Cause I think we can make something big.
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely. And I mean, we
Yeah.
would love to start. I mean, we've expanded into Valley View, by Grand Prairie. And I mean, we get lots of calls from Medicine Hat. And to be able to s expand our programs there would be
Yeah, I would
great
love to
too.
help with that.
You
Like,
know?
I don't know if you're familiar with A&W, but so I kind of am. My brother manages couple here, and
Okay.
they are partners of MS,
Yes.
MS of
Yes.
Canada. So he was kind of, could I explain to him my idea of possibly working with different organizations every month and doing all that. And he was like, well, maybe why don't we just stick with one like we do with A&W, stick with CP and just expand on that. So
That's a good.
that's kind of what I'm gearing towards.
Well, we will help you however
Yeah,
you need, and
absolutely.
There's just, yeah, there's so many things we could do. There
Yeah.
really is. There's so many. And I mean, it would be great for you to expand too, into having somebody in
Yeah.
Calgary with a disability that can do what you're doing there, and you know.
Definitely events.
And then
I
somebody in
think
Edmonton in the future.
I know you guys, or I think you guys have like bike clinics or whatever. Cause
We don't have the bike clinics that CP Kids and Family, but I mean
okay,
we love,
different
but I mean
program. We have connections
we
too.
have,
But
yeah, connections there, but we could always start one.
exactly. We can always start one.
We could always help out with that.
Do you guys do like events out in the community, or like we could possibly do something like that in the future?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
We have one actually coming up in June 17, by the way, in Calgary.
Oh, yeah, we have our golf tournament.
The golf tournament for those people who will be listening to golf tournament coming up in June 17 in Calgary.
Yep, we
It's
do.
happening too. I believe Leah might go down because
Yep, I'll be down there for in Calgary, yeah, for that.
she goes take pictures. So for those of you
Yeah.
guys who want to join, and maybe I'm just hinting, we can have you come in. That depends on
That
other people, not on me. But
might
I'm just hinting, you know, that depends on Cindy and development and Joanne and
Yeah,
all the
the great.
wonderful people
Yeah.
we have around. But yeah.
Well, that may work out depending on your end, because I know I have a lot of clients back in Calgary that keep calling me asking if I can service their vehicles, and
Oh wow, good for you.
unfortunately I can't get them through all the way. So I've been trying to plan like a week or a couple of days down the detail for those clients.
Nice.
So if I can plan it around that time, and if your organization wants to, we could work something
Yeah,
out.
Yeah,
and then
exactly. Well, we could, absolutely.
I'll leave it up to Leah, because Leah works directly with the development department, and she's the one that some all the time checks on events and all the things and promotions and
Yeah,
marketing.
that's
So
awesome.
she will, I will let her know. But yeah, thank you so
Yeah.
much, Carter,
Yes, thank you.
for all what you're doing. This is amazing. I will check out your shirts. I want to get one of that, but
Yeah, definitely pick one up.
I
Yeah.
really want to get that black shirt for sure.
Yeah.
I hope you have one on small size, or I will order one on
Yeah, we
small size.
do. And I will tell you right now, this is why I order this stuff for me first. Because thank goodness I ordered this small. Because they definitely run big.
The,
Good.
the, that, that's
Size
good.
inclusive.
That's good, because when I order a medium ones in Mexico for a different thing that I had to go to, I order
Yeah.
a medium one thinking, oh, medium ones look, nope, it felt like a dress on me, so I decided.
Yeah, no, definitely. Like, I don't, I'm not a fan of baggy clothes. I
Yeah,
like,
no.
not tight, but like, the fitted stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
This is definitely the opposite of that.
I'm all for
Absolutely.
that. Size inclusivity.
That's
Yeah. Good.
that's completely valid too, you know. Size and
Yeah.
inclusivity. I think more stores should have that, because
Yeah.
people come in different shapes and different bodies and different awesomeness, and they have hearts and souls, and they can wear all great things. So different size, different
Yeah, and
stuff is perfect. It's perfect.
that's what I want to focus on with handicapped nursing. I want, because there's multiple disabilities that affect their size,
Yes, that's
so
true.
I want to be able to create like smaller sizes, larger sizes, but still stylish. Because like
Yes.
I follow one social media person of that, I believe it's SMA. You may have heard of Shane Burka.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, cool. So I know he asked her what like little kids' clothing because of the
Right.
time, and he had a hard time finding clothing that he actually wants to wear. So one day I would love to be rooming status clothing for people like him.
He's a great
Yes.
guy. He's a great guy. He's a
I
phenomenal guy.
know. I
Yeah.
would love to get
He's
in contact. Yeah,
married now too.
that's okay.
He has written three
Yeah.
books too, I think.
I
So,
gotta buy his books. I'm
yeah.
very interested. I don't read, but I would read his books.
I did read one of his books, which is pretty cool. It's called, I think, My Girlfriend Thinks, or People Think My Girlfriend Is My Nurse. It's a great book. Oh my,
That
it's a great book. I read it. Fantastic. Pretty funny guy. And pretty
is
funny story too, so it's
so
quite
true.
interesting. But thank you, Jane.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have to stop it here because I have
We'll
some
go
stuff
on and
going
on.
on. We will
Yeah,
go
we
on and
will.
on.
On
If
and on.
it was me, I would have booked it for another hour, for one more hour too. But thank you so much for being here. Thank you for your time. Thank you for all you do. Thank you for all the fundraising and support that you're doing
Yeah,
for
thank you.
our organization.
Yeah, no problem.
We
Thank
really
you for the support. Of course.
appreciate it, and everything you're doing, and between you and Leah and everything, you guys have been doing fantastic postings. Well, Leah have been putting your postings, which is
Yeah, I'm doing great.
pretty cool to follow it, and you're doing fantastic. Thank you so much. And for all of you guys who are listening, thank you for listening. Thank you for being a part of our podcast still, and for continue to listen to us. Once again, we're back. This episode will air coming up soon. Well, by the time you're already listening to it, you're already hearing this
Yeah.
podcast, and we're gonna have a couple more coming up. So feel
Yeah,
free
we
to,
had a bit of a waiting list
yeah, we have
of people,
quite a
yeah,
bit of
that
a
were
waiting
waiting
list.
for you to come back and
Yeah.
get us get rolling.
So we're gonna get rolling here, and we're gonna get excited. So thank you so much, and please remember to continue to live your life without limits, and enjoy. And we'll see you guys on soon.
Thank you guys so much.
Bye bye.